Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Happy Hour Podcast. I'm already laughing. I'm your host, Gretchen Garrity, and today we are joined by my boyfriend. Hi.
Hello, I'm Max. You're a very special guest.
I think this is your third?
I think so.
Episode?
Yeah, I didn't realize my second one was so long ago.
I know.
I felt like it was just yesterday I was on this darn thing.
I know, it was a minute ago. I actually didn't even think of having you as a guest because I never want to like annoy people with too much of you, you know what I mean? Like they're like probably sick of you. Mm-hmm. No, I'm kidding. But I actually got a DM from one of you that was like, please, we haven't heard from Max in so long. We want him on again. Mm. And she had a really good idea of having us talk together kind of about moving in together with your partner, navigating a shared space. Mm. And I added as well, like kind of like blending two different families. I thought it would just be like a good conversation to have. And what's interesting is our last episode together was October, I believe, of 2020, which that was like a year and a half ago. I can't believe it.
That was a long time ago.
And it was right after we moved to Pennsylvania. And like, yeah. I mean, that was really our first apartment together, just mm-hmm. you and me. And so we talked about moving in together, but we really only had like a month kind of to go off of. I mean, we had lived together-ish in Boston.
Yeah, but this was the first time, like, just you and I.
Yeah, like our place. So we talked about it a little bit, but I just feel like we have way more to talk about now and like more, I don't know, experiences. Yeah, yeah, that we've lived together and things we can like mention. We also should mention that our live studio audience is sleeping.
Yes. Yeah, he's currently on the floor.
Yeah, why don't you tell them? Set the stage. Tell them what's happening.
He looks motionless, actually. I think because he had a very long walk yesterday.
Oh, yeah. You guys, I walked him for like two... I'm talking about our golden retriever, if you can't tell, Brody. I walked him for like 2 hours around Boston yesterday. It was so nice.
I think he's loving the city.
He really is. Yeah. I wonder if any of you, I mean, I'm sure some of them worried, like, oh, Brody, like, in this crammed little Boston apartment. He is getting more exercise than he ever has before. He is, like, loving life and thriving because he has his friends here, aka my friend's dogs.
Yeah. And that it's actually a big help having your friends here with their dogs.
And it is.
Going on long walks.
Yeah, they walk together. They're a pack. We bring them to the dog park together.
It cuts into my time with walking Brody.
It does.
I'm not invited on those girl walks.
No, you're not. You know what? I was just saying to them the other day. Yesterday, I think I was telling Maddie and Taylor, my friends. I was like, you know what? Jack, Tucker, and Max better be thankful that we love our hot girl walks because we walk the dog so much, so they don't even have to.
Well, I like walking, Brody. So that's why I try and do it in the morning.
Yeah, you get your time in.
And you always are like, I want to come with. I want to come with. But that's my time with Road.
Oh, see, I never thought of that. Like, I was just like, wow, they're lucky we walk them so much. But I never thought about the fact that you may miss your walks with him because you like walking him too.
I do like walking with him.
Aw. See, this kind of goes into the episode. I feel like I assume a lot of things in a relationship, but like that was like wrongful of me.
You know what that does?
Makes an ass out of you and me.
Yes.
Wait, I said that last night to Taylor and Maddie and Lucy because I assumed that press juicery was like
open
lock later. And I was like, you guys know what assumptions to do.
It does, yeah.
But anyway, Brody is fast asleep, eyes closed next to us. Yeah. I wonder if he still hears us, if he's listening.
He's tuning in.
To our voices. It was pouring rain this morning, and I wish you guys could see on the podcast, but he literally looked like he had freckles on his face.
Yeah.
Because he was all wet, and he gets like his little mohawk when he's wet. Anyway, he's living his best life in Boston.
Enough about him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was saying how they probably worry that going from, like, suburban dog to city dog would be hard for him. Oh, no. He's been thriving.
I do miss that, though. Just opening the door and letting him do his business.
Oh, yes.
Now it's, like, a whole production, getting him down and out. And but it's fine.
I know. And finding the very minimal grass that there is here. We have our favorite little patches.
One little spot.
I know, that's one thing I notice. Yeah, you tell me what you've noticed moving back to Boston, because I was texting a friend the other day and she was like, oh, are you so happy being back? And I was like, yes, I am. Don't get me wrong. But I notice way more than I ever did before little things that bother me now because life is so convenient in the suburbs for little things like having a lawn and just like a backyard. And we literally open our front door. We tell Brody to go pee and call him back in, and it takes 30 seconds, whereas here it's obviously like a 10-minute ordeal. Like, we have to go down the 15 floors in our building, and then we have to go outside. It just, like, takes a lot longer. And little things of, like, obviously it's a city, so I get it, but, like, the sidewalks are all dirty, and then I, like, wipe down his paws, and that doesn't happen as much in suburbs. Or, like, trying to find parking yesterday was such an issue.
Yeah.
Like, all these things I notice way more because we've lived in the suburbs for the past 2 years, where it's not crowded and life is just like simpler and easier. Yeah.
That's been my biggest annoyance is the driving and the traffic.
Yeah.
Because I've been golfing quite a bit. Easy. And it'll be like 30 minutes to get to the course. But then when I come back and it's like 4 o'clock and I'm sitting in traffic for an hour, that's not very fun.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do?
I know. I know. We got spoiled with our Allentown life of like, it not being too much traffic.
But then on the other hand, I do like walking to like get coffee or get groceries and walking to dinner. Like, that's fun.
I know. It's kind of like a trade-off because we have been loving that, the walking everywhere. And just there's way more options for food, groceries, restaurants, coffee. We've been loving it.
I told you this morning I haven't even been to Starbucks once since we've been here.
Are you guys shocked?
Yeah.
They're probably shocked right now. If you 6 months ago knew that you wouldn't go to Starbucks for like a month or two.
We got one in the airport, but that doesn't count.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, whatever. You would be shocked if you knew you weren't going to go for a month. But there's so many different coffee place options around here to try. He said today, you guys, when we were in Whole Foods, he goes, wait, tell them. He said.
What did I say?
Like, I haven't gotten Starbucks. Instead, I'm just.
Oh, yeah. Instead, I get the $7 cup of coffee and the blaze down the street.
It's so expensive. Yeah. Okay, shout out Cup of Coffee because we love you. I actually feel like I got a million DMs when I posted a story because at first I didn't tag the location. So everyone was like, hello, where is it? So I was like, sorry, it's Cup of Coffee. You have to go. But we are noticing how expensive it is. Like, I got two coffees and he's like, okay, that'll be like $18. I'm like, wait, what?
They are really big, but still.
And they're really good. So it's like worth it. But yeah, I wonder if, well, I guess we're not, like, looking that closely, but I bet you, too, like, obviously the cost of living is just higher here in Boston. Like, coffee's more. I'm sure restaurants are, like, a little higher. But I bet you groceries are more, too. Like, our little yogurt we get, I bet, is, like, less money in PA than here.
I'm sure.
How crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've just been chatting. Yeah. But that's what's been going on. Wow, we're, like, 8 minutes in.
Great.
Just shooting the shit. Okay, so we have so much to catch up on, you guys, before we, like, get into the meat and potatoes of the episode.
Yeah, what have we been up to lately?
Okay, take it away. Should we go chronologically?
Yeah.
Because I realized my last episode went up Friday of Memorial Day weekend, so we have Memorial Day weekend to talk about.
Did you even talk about our trip before that?
We have Nashville to talk about. Wait, what was before Memorial Day weekend?
Where'd we go?
I don't know what you're talking about. The Cape?
How do you not remember?
Wait, what?
The Dominican?
Oh!
Did you talk about that in your last one?
Wait, I don't remember. I just checked, and my last episode is talking about moving here, which usually I talk about like what happened recently, which we had just gone to the Dominican, but I don't think I talked about it at all because I had so much to talk about moving here.
It was even before we moved to Boston.
Yeah, like we had one day in between, remember, and then we came here. Okay.
So let's start there. Yeah. Okay. The Dominican. Went to the Dominican Republic, Punta Cana.
Yeah.
And it was very fun. Went with three of my teammates and their wives and one of their babies.
Yeah.
Who was like 4 months old and so cute. And it was a great kind of end of the year vacation, relaxing, and hanging with those guys. And
it was so fun.
A lot of fun.
I know, it was very relaxing. We kind of just like chilled by the pool the whole time, and it was all inclusive.
Mm-hmm. Which I was gonna say was my first all inclusive experience.
Oh, same. You didn't know that?
I might have known that.
Yeah, that was my first one.
Well, that was our first all inclusive experience. Mm-hmm. What did you think? Would you do it again?
I would do it again. It was better than I expected because I don't know why I had like a negative connotation of all inclusive in my head. I just think like, okay.
Cabo, spring break, college. Like, yeah. That's like what I think of.
And kind of maybe like crappy. Sorry, that probably sounds really rude of me because I had never been to one, so I don't know what I'm even going off of. But I think just in my head, if I think everything's included, then I'm thinking like, okay, like mass produced food that probably isn't that good or like, because it's all included. You know what I mean? I just think of it like being crappy, but this was like the opposite of crappy. It was so nice.
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah, the food was pretty good, I would say.
Yeah, I would say it was pretty... Yeah. I would say it was really good, actually.
Yeah.
They just definitely...
And everything's like small.
Yeah, our friends warned us. They're like, okay, maybe order like two dinners. Especially the boys would order so much because they're smaller plates. But as they should, like that makes sense if it's all inclusive. Like if everyone's eating half their dinners and they're just wasting food.
Right.
So, the restaurants, like there's so many different restaurants to choose from. I wouldn't even know. There was like Italian, like sushi, just like
Indian,
everything.
Steakhouse.
French. Yeah. The French restaurant was the best, the one that we went to. Mm-hmm.
And then they had the buffet.
Yeah, there was everything.
Yeah, they had everything.
But I guess I would also, and I don't think they do reservations, but then sometimes you have to like wait.
Yeah.
But I mean, it really wasn't
that
bad at all.
So many places to go eat that it was too busy at one, we just went.
Go to another.
Right.
Yeah, and it was just beautiful. Oh, by the way, we stayed at Hyatt
Ziva
or Zilara.
Capcana.
Hyatt Ziva Capcana, which is next to Hyatt Zilara.
Which they're basically the same resort, but the Zilara one is like kind of like adults only, like no kids, no families, and then the Ziva side was families and like kids, but honestly there wasn't that many kids running around. Like it wasn't like annoying.
No, not
at all.
But
we did that because we had one of the guys brought their little baby. So
yeah, she did so good. Yeah. She's like the best age where she just chills. Like she would come to dinner, just sleep, hang out in the shade, and she's just like cute and chilling. Like she's not like running around yet where it's like you have to watch after because she's running away.
No, she was just hanging with us by the pool every day.
She's the cutest age. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so definitely recommend Hyatt Ziva. And I was thinking like, okay, it makes sense. These like all-inclusive rooms are definitely more expensive, I would say, than other hotels that are not all-inclusive. Mm-hmm. But it makes so much sense because maybe it's like $700 a night, right? Which you're like, oh my gosh, that's such an expensive hotel. But think about how much you always spend on like breakfast, lunch, dinners on vacation. Drinks are so much like... We were thinking, we're like, if we had to pay for every single thing we did and all the drinks and all the food, it would have been like 10 times the amount of money that we spent. So especially if you, I mean, maybe it isn't worth it if you're just like with your girls and you're not going to like eat that much or especially if you don't drink. But if you drink, like drinks are so expensive on vacation. And like for guys, I don't know. I just feel like it was so worth it. And we were like, wow, just kind of realizing at the end, like, yeah, it's a lot of money, but not nearly as much as if it wasn't all inclusive. So I don't know, just something to think about. It was like a very fun experience.
Yeah,
and you kind of stay there the whole time. Like you don't
leave the resort, which we didn't really need to.
Yeah, you don't need to because there's so many restaurants and stuff. So I feel like it's fun if you're looking for like I want to go to this place and stay here and just relax.
Right.
Which everyone wanted to do.
Hang by the beach. And
if you want to like explore and stuff. I mean, I'm sure you can in Punta Cana. We just didn't really do that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I would recommend though. Mm-hmm. That was really fun. You were playing volleyball.
Yeah, I still have the battle scars and
you literally
wounds
do.
To,
wait, let
to
me
prove
see.
Prove it.
Yeah, you do, guys. His knee.
We were all a little banged up on the court.
His knee, and I think his friend's knee too.
Yeah.
This like.
Because like the court was like it was beach volleyball, like it was sand, but then like one side the sand has been like so like pushed around and like moved around that like there were some low spots. So like when we were like diving and stuff, we would like hit like the pavement basically.
Yeah, it was like concrete.
Yeah,
under
it was
there?
Just like hard, like whatever's under the sand, you know. So So that was fun.
That was fun to watch. Mm-hmm. All you guys, I mean, obviously they're competitive. They're all athletes. Yeah. So they're like going at it at beach volleyball. Everyone got so burnt. The sun is so strong. We literally put on sunscreen like 5 times a day and you just can't even keep up with how strong the sun is.
And then you're sweating and you're in the pool. You're out of the pool.
Yeah, so it's like coming off. But
in the ocean.
That was really fun. And then literally the following weekend, Memorial Day weekend, right? Or was it the weekend after that?
Yeah, well, then we got back. I had a day and not even a day.
Yeah.
Really? In Allentown?
Yeah.
And then came to Boston.
Moved to Boston.
Just to pack it all up and go somewhere the next weekend.
Yep. Okay, so fast forward, Memorial Day weekend. Newport, Rhode Island.
Yep.
Take it away.
With all my friends, and now I would say your friends.
Yeah, love them.
Well, from, because you went 3 years ago now?
Well, that was the last one, was 3 years ago because of COVID. It got canceled 2020, so, 2021.
What we're referring to is our Brown University has their graduation weekend that weekend, and they have a big event the night before graduation called Campus Dance. And that's where all the alumni, all ages, from 80-year-olds down to 21-year-olds and everyone in between. So they all kind of gathered together on the main green on campus, and they have bands and live music and bars set up and drinks, and you kind of just hang out and kind of basically just chit-chat and kind of gather and
like talk mingling
with like everyone that you haven't seen and how many ever years, whatever. So it's a really big event. So many people come back, and it's a lot of fun. So we did that Friday night when we got down there.
That's why you guys always do the big Newport Memorial Day weekend thing, is because Campus Dance. So is that weekend, like, it's kind of centered around going to Campus Dance. Hang on, I need to tell you guys about a moment that scarred me. I mentioned it on my YouTube channel, but here we go. Long story short, I was talking about how I've been so lucky that my hair has grown so long, and this woman literally said to me, you guys, oh yeah, but all your volume's in the back. The sides are pretty thin. New fear unlocked, okay? So ever since then, 2 years ago, I've wanted my hair to be specifically just more full on the sides and in the front. So thank goodness for Way's new scalp serum and thick and full supplements, which promote the appearance of thicker, fuller, healthier hair. I think they actually read my mind. I've been using them for a while now, and even you guys have DM'd me that the serum and supplements have helped you a ton too. I love working the scalp serum into my roots after I shower. You can use it on wet or dry hair, by the way. And I've noticed my hair feeling stronger and just a more hydrated, healthy scalp. Both the serum and supplements use cruelty-free ingredients and are safe for color and chemical-treated hair. The supplements also reduce the appearance of shedding and support hair strength with ingredients like biotin. So grow all the way with Way's scalp serum and thick and full supplements. Go to theouai.com and use the code HH to get 15% off your entire purchase. That's 15% off your entire order at theouai.com, theouai.com, code HH. Now let's get back into the episode.
So then the guys that are like graduating, they obviously stay on campus for graduation the Saturday and Sunday. But all the alumni that come for Campus Dance all get houses and Airbnbs and wherever down in Newport, and then go down there for the rest of the weekend and hang out and go to the bars and drink and
just fun.
Go to dinner and hang out and
it's just a bender.
Yes.
Reliving your glory days.
Yes, it is. But
It's actually so fun. I feel like you just like mingle the whole weekend and like meet people through mutual friends and I don't know, it's just like good vibes.
Yeah.
Just good clean fun.
Yeah, it was good clean family fun.
Go to Dockside in Newport. Any of you go to Salve, right? Isn't that the school there? They're probably like, oh my gosh, Dockside.
But it's so fun with live music and bar and...
I know, we're just having like a bender of a summer.
So far,
Maybe we'll chill out for a second. But it's like, you got to. Mm-hmm. You have like the opportunity. Like, that's what it's all about. Meeting up with your friends and just having a blast. Oh, the only other thing I wrote down in my notes for Memorial Day weekend was Midtown Oyster Bar, if any of you have been there or are going to go to Newport. Our
favorite restaurant.
Yeah, literally go there. We stumbled upon it.
Because we went there two nights in a row.
Yep.
Both nights we were there.
Yep. And because we had no plans for dinner.
Yeah.
But we were just like, oh, they can see us. Let's go here. And it turned out so good.
Yeah, really good. They have everything, too. Burgers. Yeah. Lobster rolls, oysters, salmon.
And I was, I mean, this is like kind of like a bar, but I'm like, okay, seafood. Oyster bar.
Yeah.
But I was like, okay, this is going to be like French fries, bar food. And I literally had the best salmon of like my life. We ate maybe 100 oysters both nights in total. Yeah. So good. So we went back the next day.
Yeah.
So you guys should go there. Or if you've been there, shout out. We love it. Oh, now we want to go like back to Newport. Mm-hmm. We've never just been like the two of us on a trip. We should do that.
Yeah,
because I feel like we just go with like a big group, which is also fun. But
yeah,
I also feel like in my mind, I thought you and I would be doing more trips like the two of us this summer, and we've just been with like groups of people everywhere. Yeah. And like we've only had plans with like big groups of people, but it's fun that way.
Yeah,
especially when like obviously we're in PA all of hockey season, and all of our friends are over here, and so we don't see them during the year. So it's been so fun. We've just been very social. That's our intention of the summer, having a fun social summer.
Because leading up to the summer, you were worried about how we weren't going to have any plans this summer, and we were just going to sit in our apartment in Boston and not do anything. And now we haven't stopped doing stuff
each weekend.
So I think this is going to be our first weekend here in Boston.
Yeah, it is.
With no plans to go anywhere, really.
Yeah, but we have more plans. We always have people visiting. Here. My friends are coming.
Yeah.
I know, it's funny because I was all stressed about that, and then I literally have a podcast episode that was like summer plans, and I just talked about our trip. So it's now it's fun looking back because I feel like I talked about we're gonna go to Punta Cana, we're gonna go to Newport, we're gonna go to Nashville. Okay, on to Nashville. So we got back from Nashville 2 days ago. We were there for 3 nights with Max's bestie from Brown and his girlfriend. So it was like double date, couple trip, and it was so much fun.
Yeah,
we knew it would be.
I know. Yeah, that was, I highly suggest Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
A place to go for even a weekend or longer. We were saying we could have just kept staying there.
Yeah, but I also feel like if you do more than 3 nights, you're like, oh my gosh, I need to like take care of myself.
Yeah.
I need to go home and drink water and like eat a vegetable and maybe sleep a little bit.
Well, maybe you, but...
The boys can keep it going.
We would have been just fine.
I feel like the type of person I am, I'm like, okay, 3 nights, that's totally perfect. Yeah. I need to get home and like get back on my routine.
Should we talk about the Airbnb I booked?
You guys!
So, leave it to me. I was trying to take the initiative and...
You were.
...book the Airbnb for everyone.
It was very sweet of
you. I guess I kind of just did it. Maybe in a hurry. Not in a hurry, but didn't read the fine print.
Yeah, it's such a boy thing to do.
I was
do.
Just looking at all the pictures. It had 2 bedrooms, like kitchen. Very nice.
Cute.
Pictures were really nice. Big bedrooms, king beds, like really nice.
Wait, this is tea because I didn't even tell them like in my vlog. I was like, I'm not even gonna get into this.
Yeah, I got a lot of shit for it at the start of the trip.
No, but then it was fine. Now I sound like a brat.
Be great.
Don't make me sound like a brat.
But the one flaw of this Airbnb, it had no windows. I didn't even know that was possible. So we show up and we get into this building, and
it's also under construction.
Yeah,
it's not looking good from the outside.
Boarded up, like
we're like, oh gosh,
like a lobby of this building was getting work done. And we're like, oh god, this is gonna be
this doesn't look good. Yeah,
like did we just get like scammed on Airbnb? Yeah. Like they just put up these nice pictures, and we go up the elevator, and then we like go down the hallway. So now we're like, okay, and the no windows is starting to make sense.
Like
it's in the middle of this building, and we walked in, and it was really nice.
Very nice.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was it's definitely, like, I'm sure it was, like, recently renovated, like, just very pretty on the inside. They did the best they could with the no-window situation. And so it was very bright. Like, there was lots of lights and everything. Mm-hmm. But it was funny, you guys, because Max, like, was like, Gretchen, like, I got our plane tickets. I got our Airbnb, the whole Nashville trip. Like, we did it. And which I really have to give you kudos and props to you. You're very good. We'll talk about like relationship stuff later, but you're a very good listener. And I just feel like it's very sweet of you. Like, I feel like if I ever voice any sort of anything, you just like listen and are like, okay. Mm-hmm. And like, for example, I'm such like, I want plans, and Max is so go with the flow. And so whenever I'd stress and be like, I want plans for the summer, I don't want to sit here. Like, I have these places we want to go. Like, let's go to Nashville. So he's like, look, I did it. We have our trip. And I'm like, wow, that is very sweet. Like, I appreciate it. And he goes, look at our Airbnb. And literally within 3 seconds, I notice. I go, no one knows.
I didn't see it. So.
But he didn't even notice. Yeah. So, yeah.
But it was in a great location. It was 5 minute walk from to like Broadway.
Yeah.
And that's all. And we didn't spend too much time in there.
I know. That's it, too. I was like, okay, I can, like, cry about the no windows, but, like, legit, it doesn't matter. We're going to be sleeping here, and that's it.
Yeah. So. And you're going to come back and get ready, and then we're going to go.
Like, it's probably good that there's no windows. You'll be able to sleep really well.
Slept great.
Oh, yeah. It was like a cave.
Yeah, it was. It was so dark that night.
But are you guys... Well, I guess you guys can't comment on this, but I actually am going to look it up after this, because I swear I've heard things like... In homes, you can't... Maybe it's separate because it's an Airbnb or apartment type of thing. But I swear, in, like, a home, you can't count a room with no windows as, like, a bedroom. Like, it has to maybe be called, like, a den or an office or... I don't know. But I need to look it up. Maybe it's different in different states. But I'm honestly kind of shocked that... Because I was thinking in there, I'm like, I'm kind of shocked this is allowed to be, like, an Airbnb or even apartment. Because for safety reasons, what if there's, like, a fire?
Mm-hmm.
You literally are stuck in there.
Right. Yeah.
There's not a window to jump out of. If the fire's out front of your front door, that's like the only way in and out. You know what I mean?
Right.
Now, if I talked about it there, I probably would have stressed myself out. Now I can talk about it that we're out of there.
Yeah. But it was great.
But no, it was great. It was very fun. Love Broadway. I feel like we were such tourists there, but it's such a fun place to be a tourist. I feel like probably people that are born and raised in Nashville are like, okay, we're over it. Which was actually the experience we had.
With a lot of the Uber drivers.
Every Uber driver that's from there, they're like, yeah, we're over this place. Which I get. Because I feel like now it's just like tourist nation. But it is so fun as a tourist to go and like get your cowboy boots. And we got our cowboy hats. And which, by the way, shout out Rustler. Rustler. So many of you were DMing me to go there because they do like custom hats. And side note, I have a massive head. And hats don't fit me typically.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually not even kidding. My head is huge. And so no hats fit. And so everyone was like, go to Rustler. You'll get a hat that fits. And I found one, barely. Yes. It was like the biggest size, but.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was actually really fun.
It was so fun.
We got to customize them however we really wanted.
I know.
Add whatever you wanted on them and.
Yeah, like, everywhere is a fun experience because everyone's so friendly there. That's another thing that, like, really stood out to me the first time I was in Nashville for 2 days. I was like, we need to come back immediately because it was just the best vibes. Everyone's so fun and friendly and sweet. And, like, store workers, like, chit-chat with you and are just, like, seem like they care.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Northeast, everyone's, like, running around too busy for chit-chat. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It just seems, like, very genuine and, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you tell them about the party bike?
That... was probably the best thing we did there.
Yeah, it was.
We scheduled the party drinking bike around town, and we got paired up with like a bachelorette party, and I think just like another group of girls. And so it was literally all girls, and then me and Birdie, and you and Ella. But that was so much fun.
Highly recommend if you go to Nashville.
Yeah, we were having a blast on that.
Max and his friend Brady kept saying, let's go, girls.
Yeah.
Which worked out perfectly because we were all girls. And it was just, I feel like it almost, like, in the beginning, I'm like, oh, come on. Is this, like, gimmicky and kind of, like, cliche? But then you, like, get drinking and get moving, and it's just, like, fun. Mm-hmm. Like, you just have to not judge it.
And everyone on the street is, like, yelling at you, and they're, like, hooting and hollering and cheering you on.
Like, get in the zone and fully immerse yourself in the experience. And you're pedaling and the music's blasting.
It's something you, like, you can't be, like, too cool.
You know?
You just gotta, like, have fun with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can't just be like, oh, I'm not gonna pedal or, like,
I'm not gonna have, like, fun on that. Like,
Like, they have fun things. Mm-hmm. You do, like, Max is in the front, so when we're at a red light, he was supposed to yell, red light, and then we all go, woo, and then we, like, take a sip for a drink. Yeah, like, you can't be cool, too cool. You have to, like, be fun.
Yeah.
Which it was so fun.
And then, in the middle of that, we took, like, a little 15-minute intermission at a stop at a bar so people could get another drink or go to the bathroom or do whatever. But we used that time very wisely.
You did.
And got on the mechanical bull. And yeah, that was my first time on a bull.
And you did great.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. Birdie got injured a little bit.
Wait, but then he did.
I think he fell like on the bowl.
We need to ask him an update on the shin.
I think it's doing better, he said. I think the swelling has gone down. So, but that was a lot of fun.
Okay, that was at a place called Underground, you guys. Mm-hmm. If you go to Underground. Or, so I couldn't ride that bowl because I was wearing this tight little tube dress. I'm like, my butt cheeks will be like hanging out, so that's not going to be like a pretty sight. So, yeah, I just rode it when I went in March at this place called Wild Bear Saloon, I think. There's another bull there. Anyway.
Wild
Bear. Or Wild Beaver.
Beaver.
I don't know. Something like that.
I think it was Beaver.
But I'm sure if you look up, like, where to ride a bull in Nashville. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Yeah. So Max did it at this place Underground. And I will say, the guy operating the bull was, like, a lot harder on you, Ella Birdie. Because I feel like he was whipping them around. Like, their bull rides were maybe 15 seconds, whereas mine was probably, like, a minute because they, like, mm-hmm. were taking it easy on me. But this guy was, like, throwing you guys around.
Yeah, he was, having fun. Rough with it, yeah. But it was fun. That was actually a cool bar that had, like, arcade games and, like, other stuff.
Only one injury, so we're good.
So I call that a success. A win. Weekend.
Also went to Five Daughters, the best donut place ever.
Of course.
All I would talk about. There. Come on. Those are, I mean, be honest. Yeah,
they were
was that the good. Is that, like, the best donut you've ever had?
Yeah.
Because I really think they are.
I don't really know where else I've gotten donuts from. Oh, like,
I mean, plenty of places. Yeah. Blackbird here.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite Nirvana donut. But Five Daughters is really... Someone DM'd me, though, and said that there was, like, a new place. Remember that we went by on our tractor?
Oh, yeah.
We also did, like, a
donut
little tractor
parlor.
Tour. Yeah, and she said that was even better. Mm-hmm. Oh, also, now that I saw this DM as well, I feel like I have to say something. Someone DM me, I didn't even tell you this, that those party bike things are not a Nashville thing. They originated in Wisconsin, she said. And she's like, oh my gosh, like, no one knows that this actually started in Wisconsin. Like, Nashville, like, stole this or whatever.
Whatever.
But anyway, shout out Wisconsin. We had fun on your party bikes. Also did lots of shopping, which I was not expecting.
Yeah.
I don't know if you did, but I did.
Oh, well, I did. Well, yeah, I did a little shopping.
I feel like it's just
mostly
such a...
Mostly headwear. Cowboy hat, couple hats.
Like, I didn't realize how many, there's so many cute boutiques. Like, I found so many cute, like, dresses and just stuff at boutiques there. Also, just some of my favorite brands, like Outdoor Voices. Oh, the 12 Church area with the Five Daughters. Like, so, oh, what's that brand? Not for Love and Lemons, the other one. Love Shack Fancy, I got a dress. Yeah, so just like a cute place for shopping. I'm happy I came with half my suitcase empty because I needed to. Mm-hmm. Not even on purpose, but... Yeah, just really good vibes. I met a ton of you while we were there.
Yeah.
I also met a bunch of girlies Memorial Day weekend, too, I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
But even more in Nashville, like, so many, because I feel like it's just such a young crowd, and it, like, made my day. It was so fun meeting so many of you. I met a couple brides that followed me, which is cool, which, when we first got there, we were counting bachelorette and bachelor parties.
Yeah.
We gave up, like, one day in, because we were already at, like, 40, 50, 60. Like, seriously, they're everywhere, which is just so fun. I feel like it's, like, the perfect place for it. But we were also saying it's way harder to distinguish a bachelor party because they're not all, like, dressed up like the girls. We're like, that's a big group of guys, but, like, that's sad to me. You should, on yours, you should, like...
Do matching unis.
Yeah, like, dress up. Or make you, like, stand out and everyone else is, like, wearing blue and you're wearing, like, black or what. I don't know, you know what I mean?
I don't think guys do that.
Yeah, no, but it's... But all the girls are, like, you know, the white, like, sequin, bodysuit dress, whatever. And then all the other girls are in, like, pink and they have the hats and the boas and the...
Oh, yeah, they were everywhere.
Yeah, decked out. So fun. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that was Nashville. Oh, and live music everywhere if you haven't been,
so
which
fun.
Is just, like, the best part. Everyone is so talented. That one guy I loved, he sounded like Chris Stapleton. He's like singing to my soul. Anyway. Okay, now we're like halfway through the episode.
I know.
You just been chit-chatting. Okay.
Well, that's been our updated
That's
travels.
What we've been up to. And also, if you're wondering, I feel like I actually get this DM quite a bit, time to time, where people will be like, if they don't know, they're just like, okay, what the heck? How are you guys like traveling so much? Where is Brody? Who's watching
we
Brody?
We just leave him at home.
What are you doing? Oh, yeah, he just takes care of himself.
Yeah, he's fine.
He's chill. He can do that.
Yeah. Lets himself out, feeds himself.
Turns on the TV.
Yeah, He's good.
But yeah, he watches himself. No. And, or yeah, it'll be like, who's watching Brody? Or people will be like, wow, you're so lucky you have like siblings and family that watch your dog. Like, yeah. I feel like a girl DM'd me and was like, me and my husband want to do this, but we have a dog and like no one around to like watch a dog kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So if you didn't know, we are very lucky that Max's sister and my sister are equally obsessed with our dog as we are. So they pretty much drop everything to watch him whenever we want them to because they love him.
Yeah.
Look at him right now.
Yeah, sound asleep still.
You guys, he's laying on the couch and his face is kind of like hanging off the front and he like cannot open his eyes. He is so tired. Anyway, he's precious and we're very lucky that actually both this time, Max's sister Chase and my sister Lucy came to Boston and stayed in our apartment together. They had a blast. They like went out, they like explored Boston and hung out with Brody. So we're very lucky that we have them close by, that they will watch him whenever we ask them to.
Yeah, they really would. Take him anytime, really.
I know. It's
even if
so
we're not
nice.
Going anywhere.
I know. And that's another good thing about being in Boston is we're only an hour from where Max is from. So it's so easy for, or we bring, like before Memorial Day weekend, we brought Brody to the Cape so he can hang out there. He loves the Cape, you guys. He goes in the ocean, on the beach. Yeah. Okay. You guys know I do this every episode and we're doing it halfway through this one. Apologies. But I always say something I'm happy about since Happy Hour podcast. And usually I do like a happy quote or idea. But I thought this week we could sort of, not specialize, is that the word? Sort of like.
Special edition?
Yeah, I don't know. Make it like apply to this episode. Okay, so first let's talk about. What are you happy about this week?
I would say all our travels and hanging out with all our friends because we haven't seen them for a while during the year. So it's been nice socializing and hanging out, but now it's good to be kind of back and
chilling,
taking it easy for a little bit.
Yeah, we're a little worn out.
Yeah,
I know. Like it really is so special. I feel like everyone knows this, but it's never like where you are, what you're doing. It's really like who you're with. Like that just makes any experience.
Yeah.
You know, like we could be in the middle of nowhere having a blast with your buddies or my girlfriends or I don't know. Lucy, this is kind of deep, but Lucy said something to me yesterday in the elevator. She's really obsessed with this show Alone right now. This applies to what I'm trying to say. So I think it was the guy who won. He was, like, obviously really reflecting on, like, life and his time there and whatever. And he was saying how, like, material things, obviously, like, what you have and all these things, like, literally don't matter. Like, when you leave the earth, like, your legacy of, like, who you were as a person and all your friends and, like, who you loved. Like, that's literally the only thing that matters. I'm like, that's so true. Anyway, being deep for a moment, all of that is to say, yeah, like, all the people we've been spending time with, and we're so lucky, like, two of my girlfriends are in this building, and we get to see them so much, like, it just makes life so much more fun. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's been the best. Like, we've just been way more social here. Not that we're not in PA, like, we have other friends, but old friends are different than, like, new friends, you know? You just, I don't know, it's, like, very special, so I would say I'm happy about that, too. Just so much going on, like travel and plans. And as much as I can be like, oh my gosh, I'm stressed out, there's so much going on, like I would not want it any other way. Because when there's nothing going on, I'm like, I'm gonna make plans to visit my friends. You know what I mean?
It's the best.
I know, it's been so good. And the rest of the summer will be too. And I need to really live in every moment because I just know it's gonna go by so quick and I can't even think about it. But okay, we're foregoing the happy quote or happy idea because we need to actually get into this episode. And I thought Max and I could each give you our best, like, number one piece of advice about moving in together because, I mean, what we are kind of getting at earlier is the first time we really were living together was in Boston in 2019, that summer. Yeah, because I was living with my best friend Taylor in this building that we're actually in right now. And long story short, Max ended up living with us that summer, but it was kind of like all three of us, so that's why we were like, we didn't really have a place of our own until the fall when we moved to PA, but now we've been there for, what, a year and a half? Wow, and now that it's June, I would say you and I have really lived together for like 2 years since we lived together that summer, and anyway, so, oh yeah, so I want us to say our best advice on moving in with a partner. Hmm. What is the best piece of advice you have for them? You're about to say something funny.
No, I'm not gonna. To learn how to compromise.
Huh.
And how you're gonna have to compromise some of your space for your significant other's space, and you may want something one way, but you have to do it the other way to keep your partner happy. And
is this a message to me right now?
Yeah, a little bit.
I feel like this is
no. It's more
to me.
More of me learning how to compromise and.
No, you've been so good at
things.
That.
How you like to set up your way, and yeah.
I know. I should thank you. You've actually really adapted into my space. Mm-hmm. I probably need to listen to that and compromise a little bit more with you.
Yeah, but you just have way more stuff than me, so it's easier for me to kind of
fit in where you fit in.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I know. I'm very lucky that you're so, I don't even know the word.
Easygoing.
Yeah, easygoing, patient, all the things.
Yes.
Aww.
You are lucky.
I am. Okay, compromise.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good one. My best advice, which I feel like we kind of not made up in our relationship. I feel like we kind of decided this early on that this was something that was important to us that we would do. But I also heard this on TikTok. It was like an 85-year-old couple, right? And they were like saying what was like the best thing they did in their marriage or whatever. And they were like, no matter what time we were going through, if we were going through a really tough time or fighting or whatever, I think they were like, we never went to sleep like angry at each other without at least like giving each other a kiss. And I know it sounds so stupid, but that might be like the best advice I have. Because I think the easiest way for a relationship to end is becoming resentful of one another. And so I think if you're always, I don't know, that probably sounds stupid, but even if you're fighting, just being like, okay, we're going to get through it.
Yeah.
And just having the like goal and mindset deep down, like, I feel like I say to people, like, you have to remember, even if you're struggling, if you're fighting over space or whatever it is, like, bottom line, we love each other and we want to choose to be together because the alternative is not being together. So let's like, we'll work it out and, you know, like, you'll get through it and just give each other a kiss before you go to bed. And I don't know. Yeah, I think that is really good advice because it's just kind of showing like you caring for each other matters more than whatever silly thing that you're like fighting about.
Yeah.
I feel like we're good at that.
Mm-hmm. I'd agree.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's probably my best advice. Interrupting super quick to tell you guys about my mattress that I'm still obsessed with. It's from Helix Sleep, as I know I've told you guys before. We got it when we moved to Pennsylvania in September of 2020, so have had it for almost 2 years now, and let me tell you, it's incredible. Seriously, any other bed I sleep in ever, whether it's my family's, friends, hotels, etc., I always wish I was in my bed with my Helix Sleep mattress because I never sleep as well anywhere else. So here's the deal. Helix Sleep has a quiz that takes just 2 minutes to complete and matches your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. Everybody is unique, and Helix knows that, so they have several different mattress models to choose from. They have soft, medium, and firm mattresses, and even mattresses great for cooling you down if you get hot when you sleep. Even mattresses great for spinal alignment to prevent morning aches and pains. With Helix, you know you're getting a mattress that will be perfect for the way you sleep. When I took the Helix quiz a while back, I was matched with the Midnight mattress because I wanted a medium feel, and I sleep on my side. Max and I, and Brody, for a matter of fact, love it, and it was so fast and easy to unpack and set up a while back. It's definitely an upgrade from my old dusty mattress I was sleeping on before, so especially if you're in the market for a new mattress, you take the quiz, you order the mattress that you're matched to, and the mattress comes right to your door shipped for free. You don't ever need to go to a mattress store again. Helix is so awesome, you guys already know I'm their number one fan, but you actually don't need to take my word for it since Helix was awarded the number one best overall mattress pick by GQ and Wired magazine. Helix has also been recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving sleep. How cool. Just go to helixsleep.com/Gretchen, take their 2-minute sleep quiz, and they'll match you to a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. They have a 10-year warranty, and you get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it, but you will. Helix even has financing options and flexible payment plans, so a great night's sleep is never far away. And Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and two free pillows for you guys at helixsleep.com/Gretchen. That's helixsleep.com/Gretchen. And now let's get back into the episode. So moving in with, she said moving in with a boyfriend slash partner. So let's just say partner, because that applies to everyone. If you're a boy, moving in with a boy, boy moving in with a girl, girl moving in with a boy or girl. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean. But I think the dynamics are similar of starting to share a space with someone. What advice do you have on navigating a shared space? I mean, you kind of talked about compromise.
Yeah. Or just being considerate.
That is the first thing I wrote, is be considerate.
I think one of my big things is I like to leave things out that I'm planning on, like, using later that day, or, like, shoes or clothes or hats or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you like things more
put away,
tidy and kind of hidden.
Yes.
Which I guess makes sense since you're filming a lot and don't want it out. But, yeah. So trying to learn how to do better at that.
No, but I feel, I literally wrote my notes, be considerate, and then I wrote, Max really is. Like, you are.
Well, I try to be.
Very considerate. Yeah, that is, like, a little difference we have. But you, again, I would say the amount of things in our shared spaces are, like, 10% yours, 90% mine. You know what I mean? Not that you're, like, a minimalist, but compared to me, you are. Mm-hmm. I just have, like, way more clothes and bags and just, like, stuff like that, I feel like. But yeah, you do, you like lay out clothes and stuff like that. But Max is such a clean person, you guys. Like, if there are ever clothes next to the bed, on the bed, wherever they are folded. Mm-hmm. Like, you are just so tidy as a person, even if you have things out. So that really doesn't bother me. But yeah, maybe that, I never really thought about it. Maybe that is why I like everything to be in its place. Mm-hmm. Maybe because I know, like, subconsciously I'm always filming and taking photos. So, like, that pan out on the counter would look cuter if it was put away and not on the counter. But
I'm like, I'm probably going to use that in like an hour, so I might as well just leave it up.
Yeah. You know? I know. You're just very like logical and practical with stuff. And I'm like, I just want it all away. I also think I'm just so affected by my environment. Like, things out on tables and countertops, my brain feels cluttered. And I already feel, I'm like such so easily overwhelmed that like yesterday I couldn't do anything, for example, until I was literally on my hands and knees like scrubbing the floors and like the countertops. And I'm like, why am I like this? Like, I can't focus until it's like clean, you know? But I know, no, I feel like I could be, do a better job at being considerate, because I'm so like used to my ways and where everything is. And I mean, here it's harder because it's smaller, and also you're kind of not video gaming anymore. But for example, when we moved to PA, I was like, Gretchen, this can't just be like your glam room.
Right.
Max needs his space to like play his video games.
Now I can be your glam room all you want.
But yeah, now you're kind of over.
I've moved on.
Yeah, you guys, it's actually,
I'm growing up.
Big news. Like, Max is kind of over the video games.
Yeah.
It was a phase, I guess.
On the golf.
Which is so funny, because I swear when we first dated, you were like, oh no, like, I'll be playing video games till I'm 70.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get back to it.
Yeah, we'll see.
But definitely during the summer, you've always been like, main focus is golf.
Mm-hmm.
Because he golfs every day. He's obsessed.
Yeah, because it's hard to play video games when it's like nice out and like.
Then you feel like, what am I doing?
Then you feel like a loser.
Yeah, that makes sense. You like look out the window. You're like, life is going on outside of this window, and I'm in here.
And we're back.
Max had to take a pee break. What? What email did you get?
I don't know. Some stupid Instagram thing.
Oh. I thought it was like an exciting email.
Yeah, I thought
you
it
could
was.
Share with us. Yeah. Like a golf shipment.
Guys. Oh, I actually did get a golf shipment in today. I got a person pending.
You did?
Yeah. Well.
Guys, Max, if people think I'm the materialistic one.
It wasn't a purchase.
Oh.
For my golf bag, it comes with a single strap. Mm-hmm. And it also comes with a double, like, backpack style strap.
You told me this whole
situation. I didn't bring the backpack style strap here, because I was like, oh, I didn't think I was going to be, like, walking the golf course that much. I was like, oh, I'll just get, like, a cart. Because in Allentown, they just let us go on for free and take a cart for free. Mm-hmm. But obviously not here in Boston, and it's, like, expensive
to have a cart.
Yeah, and so just to cut back on costs, we've been walking quite a bit, which I do enjoy.
Yeah.
Because it is so nice out and good exercise.
So you got your backpack strap.
So I emailed the company and had them send me a replacement strap that is the backpack style.
Nice.
Yeah. So I think that's here today.
See, you guys, yeah. A back, or not a backpack. A golf package shows up pretty much once a day, every day for Max.
Not true.
At this rate.
Not true.
Whenever I tell him he's bougie, he looks at me and goes, "Who do you think I got it from? Look who I'm around all the time."
It's very true. But it's not every day.
I've made you bougie.
Once in a while.
Yeah. Okay. We were talking about being considerate. I also wrote down, like, understand your differences, which kind of goes along with, like, coming from different families. Mm. Like, you and your partner are going to do things different ways. And so you need to learn, for example, the dishwasher.
Mm.
You could load the dishwasher differently. You could just handle your situations differently with chores, whatever it is. And so you should try to understand, like, how they do it and then maybe come to a compromise. Do it their way. Do it your way. Do it both of your ways. You know what I mean?
Because
I feel like little things, I'll be like, what? Like, I just don't get it. Because you grew up differently. So you need to just communicate. Because like I said, I think right as you start to resent them or just be like, what the heck, and like not respect them or what they're doing, like that is going to be the end of your relationship.
Yeah.
Which is why I feel like a lot of people, well, I mean, what do I know? But I could assume that people are fine when they're dating and they move together. They like hit too many obstacles and they're like, okay, let's call this quits.
Yeah.
Which personally, in my opinion, I think that's why it's a good idea nowadays to live with a partner before you do things like get married, have children, whatever. Mm-hmm. Just because I think once you do live together, your dynamic will inevitably shift.
Right.
So it's good to just kind of feel that out before. In my opinion, I know people do that differently. Yeah. Maybe that's controversial of me to say it, but
no.
Especially back in the day, it was different. It was like, you know, our grandparents were like, you have to get engaged, get married, then you're allowed to live together kind of thing. So yeah, don't assume. Be truthful on how you feel. Okay, I feel like this is very important. I feel like you are so, like, nice to me and, like, you're such, like, a people-pleaser personality. Sometimes I'm like, I know you well enough. I can see that expression on your face. Just tell me if you don't like what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, no, everything's fine.
Yeah, when you're around someone enough, you pick up on when they're when they got something on their mind.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, something I did.
Gotta get something off their chest.
Is upsetting you. I can see it on your face. And we're like, oh, no.
Oh, no, nothing. Yeah.
But it is so important to be truthful, especially I wrote on things that are very important but sensitive, like finances. I feel like that's also, actually, I think statistically that's the number one reason for a divorce is money, like fighting over money. And I'm sure same goes with like breakups if you're just dating. Like, yeah, money is so tough. And I feel like, oh, I know that every relationship is so different financially. Mm-hmm. Maybe one person's working. Maybe both people are working. Maybe you both make the same amount of money. Maybe you make like a lot of, you make different amounts of money. And I feel like just the best thing you can do is you have to find like what works for you as a couple and come to a consensus.
Mm-hmm.
And things can change. Like the amount of money Max and I have made in our relationship has changed a bunch like over the years, just because both, what we both do is not like a typical salary, I would say, by any means. So I don't know, I just feel like you always have to be like overly communicative about it, and it can be hard to like bring it up. But if you're like, I don't know, I just feel like it's better to be like, okay, I've been paying for a lot recently, and just like say it. Because if you don't, and then you're just resenting the person, that's not gonna do anyone any good. You know,
you just have to talk about it and bring it up when you think
when you're thinking about it.
Yeah,
it's so crazy. I feel like that's something I learned when we moved together in Pennsylvania through a Q&A. I had so many questions of people being like, who's paying for the cable and the rent and the whatever? And I'm like, we're splitting it, obviously. Like, that's so obvious, that's what you do in a relationship. And then I got so many comments being like, no, that's not obvious. And like, so many people saying, like, we do it this way. And someone's like, well, I make a lot more than my husband, so we do it, like, proportionally from our salary. And I'm like, whoa, like, I never thought of that. Because I think my idea of how couples handled finances were obviously always just based off how my parents did it. And, like, my parents didn't even have a joint bank account. Like, I didn't think that. But now I feel like most people that are married that I know do. And so I'm like, wow, there are so many different ways to, like, slice this up. And I don't know. I feel like you just have to have, like, a lot of conversations about it. Especially when finances are changing. If someone's, like, making more money and got a new job or is, like, not working for a period of time or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Money is crazy. I feel like it really, like, changes the dynamic of a relationship. And maybe, like, respect and resentment and, like, all those things. Because I feel like I've seen it happen.
Yeah.
You don't want to be Anna Delvey.
No, you do not.
Okay, side note, we've been really into inventing Anna.
So good. I was hesitant on starting because the first episode was a little slow for me.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get into it, but then now I'm hooked.
Yeah, we're obsessed.
Yeah.
After Nashville, you guys, I felt like Max was just paying for so much because he, like, booked the Airbnb and booked our flights and was paying for so much there that he was like, oh, no, it's fine. And I was like, no, I literally feel like Anna Delvey. Like, all my friends and partners, like, paying for everything. Like, absolutely not. So it was just, yeah, which just makes me think. So obviously I, like, paid my half. Or maybe that's not obvious. But to me, I just always like to make my own money and contribute. And maybe that will change one day, but I don't know. It's just funny how all relationships work different and how people feel, like, comfortable with different things. Because I personally always just like to pay for my own things.
Right.
Or I would feel weird.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know how to
describe
it. But, yeah. That's that on money. Okay. This, I think, is, like, probably the biggest thing, because we already talk about shared space. Like, it is what it is. Little things will bother you, like the toothbrush being out, or the, you know, it's like little things. But again, you just have to come back to, like, okay, we love each other and we're going to make this work and we're just going to talk it out and compromise or whatever. But I feel like the biggest thing that people don't realize moving in together is the dynamic will change, and the fact that, like, you are now roommates and you will be around each other all the time. And so I feel like I haven't even really talked about this on YouTube that much, but I feel like it was, like, not like a big thing, but something that Max and I have had to, like, work on in our relationship and kind of, like, overcome, because especially with what we do, we have, like, a lot of flexible time at home around each other. And so you really have to be, like, intentional with your time and be like, okay, what am I doing right now? Are we relaxing together and, like, spending quality time together? Okay, then we're not gonna be on our phones. And we need to, like, be present. Or are we both going to be on our phones and just decompress? Okay, that's great. Then maybe I'll, like, go in this room and you go in that room and we'll just be separate. Or, like, if I'm working, I'll close the door and I'm working. Or, you know what I mean? Because I feel like that became a struggle for us, where we were like, what are we doing? We're just on our phones around each other, because you become so comfortable around one another that I'm like, I didn't even see you were wearing that outfit today.
And then talk to them, and then they had one person is on their phone and not half listening.
And then it's a fight, and it's sad.
Yeah. So I think being purposeful with what we're doing and our time together, and
I know that definitely helped. And I feel like when we just had a big talk about it, being like, okay, we need to, like, I don't even know the word.
Just be, like,
intentional with our time together and not together. And not being halfway together. Because it doesn't feel good. I feel like anyone in a relationship for a while knows what I mean. If you're just, like, both sitting on the couch scrolling on your phone, you're like, what are we even doing? And I think what also really helped was, and I feel like this is advice we always get from our couple friends that have been together for a while, or even after kids or marriage or whatever, and they're always like, you have to keep dating each other. Like, you have to keep going on dates and making fun plans with each other and stuff like that. Because I feel like that just keeps it fun. The spark going. Keeps it interesting.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And it's just fun. Instead of just sitting around all day and with each other and getting bored of you.
I know. I know. And I feel like I notice such a difference, too. And I feel like way more connected with you if we, after we go to dinner and we just get to chit chat the whole time. And I don't know why it's weird to me that I feel like if we eat at home, it's just so different than going somewhere and eating out. Probably because it's just like switching up the scenery and the environment. Mm-hmm. But I feel like we can just like chit chat and really be with each other. But at home, I feel like you're just so distracted. I'm like, I should change the laundry and pet my dog and make my bed and fold my clothes. So you guys, you will not believe it. Okay. I think we really only lost the last like 10 to 15 minutes of us talking. That's annoying.
Yeah, I don't even know how that happened.
Oh, I just looked over, you guys, and I recorded my computer, and I was like, what the heck? Like, it was just, the part I was recording just was stopped, and I just listened to it, and it just cut out. I don't know if I, like, hit the wire or something. Mm-hmm. It just cut out when we were talking about prioritizing dating each other.
Still. Yeah.
But I think we talked about that mostly. Yeah. But I'm so annoyed because we talk about blending family dynamics for, like, 15 minutes, and it's gone. And then you won't get like the raw reaction of us talking about it for the first time. Oh, that's never happened. That's like my biggest fear of recording for an hour and then I look down and like nothing recorded. Wow. Okay. Well, we talked about prioritizing dating each other still. Very important. Like literally the number one thing I feel like when you move in together. Blending different family dynamics. We're like in the twilight zone. Yeah, this is like deja vu because we just said it. Why don't you say what you said before the beginning?
Oh, what did I say? Just how our families operate very differently at the dinner table with our dinner manners and how the Garrity household loves picking off each other's plates and... without asking, I may add. And okay, my family like... just, like, doesn't really do that.
Yeah.
Unless it's, like, towards the end of the meal where, like, you have, like, leftovers on your plate that the person's not going to eat or finish or whatever.
Yeah.
But.
I think it's very polite. Your mom would be like, Max, do you want the rest of my shrimp scampi? You're like, yeah, send it over. And you're making it sound like barbarians.
Well, I was a little barbaric the first time I experienced it. Forks and knives diving at my plate. Yeah.
You're just not used to it.
I'm not.
And I was trying to explain when I said it before, you guys, that I don't know why my family is the way we are. We've just always done that. Not like it's like my parents' fault for like raising us that way. I don't know. We just are very comfortable with one another and just, I don't know, like it's fun. Or I was saying maybe it is, we would do it to like annoy each other or whatever. Maybe because Lucy and I are twins, I would just like put my fork on her plate really quick and take something that I wanted. And I'm like, I don't know what it is, especially with my Aunt Chris, my cousin Mandy. Like I was saying, I take a bite of her spaghetti. She eats my potato. I eat Lucy's green bean. My Aunt Chris eats Max's tomatoes.
And I feel like we wouldn't eat out a lot. So
maybe that's why.
We all had the same thing on our plate. So why would you eat off my plate when you have the same exact thing on your plate?
Okay, yeah. You know what I mean? Okay, I see where you're coming from. Yes, I think mostly we're eating off each other's plates out to dinner because we get different things. So we want to like try each other's food. But then at home, it would only be like if I ate all my food already and I would be like stealing Lucy's broccoli because like I wanted more broccoli. But yeah, I was, I'm so sad we missed that last 10 minutes we were talking about. But basically, I was just saying blending two different families is... I was saying, like, when I was little, I just always thought everything was, like, sunshine and rainbows. Because that's just, I don't know, I feel like my parents made it look so easy. Like, it seemed like their parents were friends with each other and, like, everyone was good. But then as you grow up, you're like, oh, wait, maybe there is, like...
Everyone was just putting on a face.
Maybe there is some tension here or there. Because bottom line, it is not natural to blend two different families and just hope that everyone gets along perfectly.
Right.
Especially when, if you think about it, like... Two sets of parents with their respective children are so protective and, like, love their children so much that when they're dating someone else, like, they just want everything to be good. And so if there's, like, little things that are different than how they raise their kids, like, you know, there's just, like, tension and things involved. And parents have, like, different ideas for their kids or what they want for them. And I don't know. It's just, yeah, it's crazy that I thought everything was just worked out perfectly. I thought it's, like... you find someone that you like, and then you love them, and you're dating, and you get married, and you have kids, and your families love the kids and love each other, and everybody's friends, and everything's perfect. But in reality, it's really not like that, because everyone's raised differently with, like, different family dynamics. And oh, if you were still recording, I, like, keep checking now. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's gonna... I think we've learned that you can't change it, or you just have to kind of go with it and
agree. With flow.
Yeah, not.
And I feel like respect each other's families. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're listening and your partner's family is really different than your family, that's just how it is.
That's how they've been doing it for however long.
So try to just put yourselves in their shoes a little bit, because I feel like I was saying before, like, I feel like it's very common. So many people, like, hate their in-laws, or there's tension with their in-laws. And it's like, maybe you should try to, but I was also saying, like, take it with a grain of salt. Like, maybe your in-laws are the devil and terrible, and so I'm sorry. But if you can try to, like, put yourself in their shoes, try to understand where they're coming from, try to have a good relationship with them. Because I was saying, like, at the bottom line, at the end of the day, the alternative to having issues with them and you wanting to get rid of them is your partner, like, getting rid of them and excommunicating them and not talking to them, which is also not fun. Like, don't you want, like, grandparents for your children? And I think you have to understand that you have to work at it, I was saying, because it's not normal, and your families will operate very differently. Max's and my families do. Not that they're, like, crazy different. I was saying before, too, I'm sure it's, like, very challenging if you're from really far away from each other, different countries, different religions, different even languages, backgrounds. Like, your families will be so different. But I think you just have to kind of, like, understand that, work with it, and... Also, I feel like respect, I didn't even think of this before, but, like, respect the family that raised the partner, the person that you love, because they are the way they are because of them.
Right.
And it was, before, we were just talking about funny differences in our families. I can say them quickly now, since we already, like, went through them, but we missed it. Was I was saying that Max's family is very, like, early to rise, early to go to bed, early dinner, like 5:36. And my family's like, sleep in, stay up late, dinner at 9 o'clock. And so just, like, little things like that. Max is like, I know if I'm going to their house, I need to have my snack at like 5 or 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Don't pick at that. He's picking at a scar on his face.
Don't say that in the thing. That was unnecessary.
Is that rude of me? I need to compromise. I need to be a better partner.
I don't air out your dirty laundry, what you do behind the scenes on this thing.
You have been picking on this car, but it looks good. It's all, like, healed up pretty much.
Not really.
Anyway, he has this. No, it is.
No.
It's all close. He has this.
It's a scar.
Scar.
So it's not healed.
On his chin. Well, I don't know. What is that from again? Don't tell me. A puck.
Nope.
A stick.
Nope.
A stick. Yeah, it is.
Mm-mm.
Oh my gosh, I feel like the worst girlfriend ever. Let me think for a second.
Do you remember where?
No, I forget.
Providence.
Wasn't your teammate?
Nope, I hit it on the ice.
Oh! I think I need to save video.
Okay.
Anyway, I digress. Oh, and the biggest difference we were saying in our families as well was the differences in what they talk about each other, like, at dinner. And I was saying how Max's family is very close, but they're not, like, oversharers, or that's not even, like, the right word to say, but just they aren't talking about, like, very, very personal
open things.
And my family is. Like, we talk about every little thing. And, yeah, it's just funny. Like... Max is so uncomfortable, or at least was in the beginning with our family.
I'm used to it.
Yeah, now you're used to it. But when my aunts would be just saying, like, very personal things, or, like, opinions or ideas or whatever, like, I feel like their family is like, everything's good. And my family is like, okay, listen to this. And we just kind of say everything. So, yeah. Oh, and the last thing I will end you with that I was saying before was that the best advice I ever heard was... to not get in between your partner and their family. Like, that's not your job, to get in between them. Even if you have your differences and whatever, because I, like I was saying, like that's the family that's raised them for 20 whatever years, and I think you need to just let go sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And
stand, let it be.
Compromise. Yeah. Go with the flow.
Yep.
So hopefully that helped. If you have issues with your in-laws, yeah, just know that like you don't want to get in between them. You just want everything to be good, and sometimes that takes some grace on your end.
Biting your tongue.
Yes. Yeah. I think that's the best advice for that. Pretty much all we
chatted about.
Yeah. Oh, sorry we missed the original and we just had to rehash. But the first 55 minutes were the original.
We're gold.
Yeah.
I think that's all we got,
right? I was saying how when we talk about relationship stuff, Max goes silent.
Mm. It's so fun to talk about that stuff.
He's like, I'm hungry. I'll
talk about Nashville and Newport all day long.
Yeah. He's like, can I get to my lunch now?
I actually am starving.
But, yeah. Okay, so we have to go. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
It was great being back. Hopefully I won't... my next one won't be in a year and a half or something. Hopefully it'll be soon.
See you in 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Just keep pushing it back.
But love you guys. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for having me on.
Of course. And I'll see you in my next episode. Bye.
See ya.